Rob Tonsett now at the Integrating Agile Conference in the Netherlands. Rob's here to do a keynote speech later on in the day. We're just having a bit of a chat about Twitter. I'm just introducing him to the joys of audio boo. But actually, we both just sat through a very interesting session from John Kessler from OC. And yeah. I was going to ask Rob, what were your impressions from that? What were your takeaways from that?
Oh, I thought John's session was really brilliant. They've seen the Agile thing as more than just tools. It's about behaviours.
Yeah.
It's about how they look for people who've got the intrinsic skills to do it. I thought it was excellent. They're 3 years into it and it's brilliant.
Yeah, yeah.
Very impressed with OJ. Very impressed.
I picked out an interesting comment in there that was sort of a side comment really from the main theme, which was around a bad sign is no communication
yes.
in the hard times.
Yeah,
and I thought,
yeah,
ooh,
yeah.
You know, that's wider than Agile. That's a big message.
Absolutely. Jim McCartney from Microsoft had a great term for it. It's called going dark. So, you know a team's in trouble when they go dark.
Yeah, yeah.
They just stop communicating and basically start looking inwards. And I think the other thing that was interesting to me, which I need to follow up with John, was how he'd integrated that with the hardware and the physicists and the chemists who are doing the copying machines and the printing technology, brilliant stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Really impressive, really liked it.
It was a good session.
He also made a really fascinating comment to me just quickly that the OCHE culture was already pre-aligned or, if you like, predisposed to the whole Agile problem, which is where we're struggling with all our clients, because as you know, we talk about Agile as a cultural revolution, not a tool revolution, and I think that's where a lot of people are still struggling. And he was fortunate enough to have a company that was already adopting Agile models, if you will, in terms of culture.
Interesting. You asked him about whether some people were psychologically adept to using Agile and some people might never be able to use a different mindset.
Yeah. We're getting that feedback from our clients, and it's not an ageist thing.
Yeah.
I mean, I heard earlier from the Ericsson people that, you know, you have these 30-year-old vets who said, well, you know, we've always done it this way. But as an old vet myself, I find that a little bit interesting. It's a bit ageist. But the really interesting thing to me is that it's about people's psychological model, not their age so much.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was having a giggle because 40 years ago, I first met Jerry Weinberg, and he wrote a book in the late 60s, early 70s called The Psychology of Computer Programming. And so what we're talking, goodness, 36, 37 years ago, and he talked about egoless programming and people who like to hide code. And here we are in 2009 having the same conversation.
Yeah, yeah.
It's sort of fascinating how some things just don't shift. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So I really liked it, Tim. It was a great session.
Good, good. And the rest of the day, I think it's going to be the same. The
whole
theme about integrating Agile is a fascinating one this time. Is it a critical time for bringing
I think so. I would like to see, personally, a lot more business people with these things where they start seeing that. But I think that's part of us growing up as an Agile profession. But I like the transition I've seen in the last 3 years on the Agile conferences from just talking about Scrum to talking about the bigger issues.
Yep.
And I'm proud to be part of it. Yeah.
Yeah. Good. Well, looking forward to your session this afternoon.
Thank
and I might catch you for a few minutes later on as well.
Absolutely.
But good luck with it.
And
thanks
I'll put some I Agile up. And
hash I Agile. Get Twitter
in. I've already put two up.
Cool. All right. Yeah. Thanks a lot, Rob.
Thanks
speak
so
to you
much,
later.
Tim.
Cheers.
Yeah.